good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is October the 27th, 2020. Well, today we're going to continue looking at our looking into cultivating Christian character, cultivating Christian virtues, and we're going to read the next scripture, 2 Peter 1:6, which says, read 5 first. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. So today we're just going to talk about growing in knowledge and growing in temperance. So we want to remember that we are partakers of the divine nature. And because we have the divine nature, we have everything required to live godly. Peter reminds us that we have the power to escape the corruption in the world, which comes because of our sinful desires or because of our lust. And so now as we remember that, we have the divine nature to help us overcome our lust, we consider ways in which we can cultivate godliness. And in cultivating godliness, the first thing we want to do is to understand the importance of gaining knowledge. Earlier, Peter reminded these disciples that they have all things that pertain to life and godliness, and that gaining that increases with knowledge, through the knowledge of Him. And so knowledge is listed again because this is really where it kind of fits in the equation of cultivating godliness in our lives. We begin with faith, because salvation is by grace through faith. Then we think of, because we have been saved by grace, we think of virtue or excellence as the goal for our cultivation. What we want to cultivate is excellence. Then we can build upon that, what we are cultivating, by gaining knowledge. I think it is important for disciples to understand how important growing in or cultivating knowledge is. We don't have the knowledge of how to walk well-pleasing to God on our own. The knowledge of God is not natural for us. So think about how important gaining knowledge is. As we grow in knowledge, we can increase our ability to be well-pleasing to God. Just like you can increase your ability on your job by gaining knowledge, the same is true for gaining knowledge from God. I even think about, you know, just something simple like gardening. You learn a new gardening technique and it can increase your ability to grow. And so as you gain knowledge, it helps you to grow. And so we should desire to grow in our knowledge of God. And this will help us strive for excellence. The next place listed where we can cultivate godliness is in the area of temperance. Temperance is self-control. Knowledge and temperance go together because as you gain knowledge, you learn the places where you should practice self-control. I can remember in my life, in my Christian walk, there were some places where I learned that I needed to cultivate godliness. As I read the Word of God and studied the Word of God, it alerted me to places in my life which needed attention. So this is one of the benefits of reading Scripture. Many of the places where I learned that I needed to practice temperance came from my daily Bible reading. Let's take, for example, just simply the first one I thought about was Ephesians 4:29. In Ephesians 4:29, it says this, let me get there, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." And so I can remember considering, you know, the words that I speak and begin to think about corrupt communication and knowing and how to not speak corruptly. And of course, that would be profanity. You know, that should be easy for us as believers to know that we can't have to leave profanity to the side. But then when we think about our communication, we think about the type of language we should speak, and the type of language we should speak is that which is to the edifying. Edifying means building up, and so we should speak language that builds others up, not tear people down. We should learn to build people up. I can remember thinking about my words and thinking about how I use my words, and do I use my words to build up or to tear down? And younger in my life, I really tore people down with my words. And so I had to learn, hey, I need to control that. As a matter of fact, that's still a place where I need to cultivate godliness, continue to grow as I consider and think about my walk with Christ. So let's remember, we are cultivating godliness and we are cultivating the divine nature, which is not natural in us. We don't have it. It's not inherent in us. The divine nature is not inherent in us. And so we have to learn how to cultivate it. And if we are honest, we can find many places where we need to cultivate godliness. Now, I didn't mention some of the most obvious places where we need to practice self-control. We need to practice self-control in any places where our flesh might be tempted, places like sexual desire, consuming alcohol, and TV shows. We could go on and on, but remember, we're thinking about cultivating godliness. We need to build character, which looks like the character of Jesus. Remember, this is an ongoing process for a believer, that you are cultivating the divine nature in you to where you look more and more like Christ and less like the world. You're cultivating godliness. And so we think about this, and we'll think about how we can develop these in our lives. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we thank you for the knowledge which you have given us. We are thankful for the gift of the divine nature. Help us today to consider the places in our lives where we can cultivate godly character. Help us today to honor you by cultivating godly virtues in our lives today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hope this devotion helps you consider cultivating godly virtues in your life. Till tomorrow, Brother Mark, signing off.